Well, good morning and welcome to the last day of our 31 days of prayer. Y'all, we've made it. We have got before the face of God in these 31 days, and I pray you got some really good nuggets from him during this time. We're going to be covering Proverbs 31 on this morning. Before I do that, I do want to remind everybody that that prayer number that we gave out, that 770-667-4899 number, that is your one-stop shop. So listen, any life events that happens, prayer requests, prayer supports, things that your family is going through, things that you know you want us to stand in agreement with you for, please be sure to text us, call us. We want to hear from you. We want to walk alongside you in your time of need and even celebrate with you in the good things, okay? So please be sure to store that number in your phone and text that at any time. And so let's just go before... In our prayer time today, I wanted to look at Proverbs 31, and this is just an epic chapter, right? Like we all have heard of Proverbs 31, but the verse that stuck out to me was a question verse, and it was 31 and 10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? For she is more precious than rubies." Now, before the men log off on this call, I want to tell you that truth is not gender specific, right? Truth is truth, and it can be applied to anyone's life, male or female. And I think this verse is a question that we all can ask ourselves. Who can find a virtuous and capable person? For they are more precious than rubies. And when I looked up the word virtuous, I want to kind of give you what the definition is. It says showing high moral standard. So a virtuous person shows high moral center. They have a code of ethics. They have integrity that they live by. They have character. And this is what I want to be talking about this morning, character. And so when I read Proverbs 31, you know, I always used to get a little, it always used to be a little daunting. And I'm going, Lord, can I live up to that woman? Can I do all those things that she does? Can I, you know, be an entrepreneur? Can I, you know, be there for my kids and family like the way that she does? But I want to say that the essence of Proverbs 31, it wasn't what the woman was doing, but it's who the woman was. It was her character. And from her character, she produced all these good things. And so I just wanted to share with you that. But I love John Maxwell's definition of character. And he says, you know, character is being bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. And I think that's important to be bigger on the inside that you are on the outside, because you see your outside, that's your persona. That could be a personality, that could be, you know, what the world sees you as, but truly your character is who you really are. It's not what other people think of you, but it's who you really are. And your character, in my opinion, is your calling card, because it speaks so much louder than your words. You know, I could say something, but I cannot act out that way. And there's that even phrase that actions speak louder than words. And that is so true. We live our life, and the Bible calls us living epistles, not speaking epistles, but living epistles. People can see what we believe and who we really are at the core of us by watching us live our everyday lives. And so I want to just encourage everyone on this call that this Proverbs 31 woman, the Proverbs 31 person, has a high moral ethic. They are a person of character, great character, and they are great leaders. And from who they are will flow out all the good works of what they do. So let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Please, again, send all your prayer requests to that number, to the also to the website or to the email address, prayer@theoutlookcommunity.com. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, all righty, y'all. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. You can bow your head. You can pray in your heavenly language. You can close your eyes, whatever you love to do. But dear Daddy, I just thank you for this time. I thank you for the 31 days of recharge that we've been able to get on this call and do as a church family, uniting all over the nation, Father, but coming to seek your face, coming to hear your voice, coming to get before you, Father, understanding that you and you alone are worthy of all the praise, coming to give you adoration, to exalt you, Father, coming to lift you up, coming to exalt you higher than our problems, exalt you higher than our answers, exalt you higher than anything that we could ever have need of, Father, because you are what we need. And we've recognized this in this 31 days of prayer, Father, and I pray that as we started off our January on the right foot, that you will have continually help us throughout this year to seek your face, all throughout this year, honing in to these spiritual principles that we've been practicing over these 31 days, Father. Help us to be a people after your own heart, as your servant David was, Father. And everything that we do, Father, I pray that we have you in mind, Father, in your glory, Father, in your praise, Father, in everything that we do, Father, may it be a testament of the goodness of God, Father. I love what the scripture says, Lord. You said that it's your goodness that leads us to repent, to change our mind, to change our behaviors and our ways. So, Father, I pray that if there's anything that we have seen within ourselves that is not like you, Lord, I pray that you have given us the grace, Father, to change those things, Father, to make it to where everything is new, Father, for in you, all things are new. We are new creations. Help us to understand what that newness of life means, Lord. Help us to be living epistles, Father, showing the character, the godly character, the fruits of the spirit, the love and joy and peace that you have granted us, Father. May we be that to other people, showing that to other people everywhere we go, Father. May your Holy Spirit be a tangible presence in our life, Father, that we're not speaking by enticing words of man's wisdom, Father, but we are speaking by the demonstration of the Spirit of God, oh Lord. May our life be a light for those who need you, who need to see you, Father, who need to see your hands and your heart and your mind, who need to know that you exist, Father, who need to see that maybe church hurt has happened to them, but Lord, may we be the presence of love guiding them back to you, oh Father. Father, may our soul long for you. May every day we wake up and we say, Father, it's in your hands. We commit ourselves. We commit our lives. May we be devoted followers of Christ. Not even just followers, Father, but devoted disciples. May we, when we walk after your word and walk after your way, Father, and I pray the Ephesians prayer that you would just flood the understanding of our eyes. May they be flooded with light, Father. May we understand more of who you are. As your word says, as you draw nigh unto us, we'll draw nigh unto you, Lord. And so I just pray, Lord, in this time, for those that feel lonely, lost, that they're coming back to the heart of you, Father, that they're seeing your goodness in new and greater ways. Father, I just pray a blessing over every family that has joined in us on this 31 days of prayer. I pray that you will just, I'll declare the blessing over their life. And I pray, Lord, that our families be hooked in you, settled in you. Whatever concerns you may have, Father, you've already worked them out. And we know that, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray these things. We love you, Lord, and we say amen. Okay, family, I love you all to pieces. And I'll see you next time.